Perik Oysen Passen has been co-sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Zarach Zechroinoi Levracha, dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Kraus. May the Torah study learned through these shiurim serve as an everlasting source for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Ervin Daf Yutes, the Gemaris over here in Daf Yutes, are actually one long retzef of discussion, different Mamori Chazal and Psukim that talk about the Inyonim of Gehenim. It's not the most popular subject on the lecture circuit. It's certainly not the most popular subject that people want to hear a shir on. But since it's a topic, and it's a topic on this daf, it's like everything else. Well, one has to be misamik in what the Mamori Chazal is saying in order to have a proper appreciation of what's going on underneath the surface. Befrat, that understanding the ways which the Rebbeinu Shalom runs his world in terms of Anhoga Schar Voinish, which is one of the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, one of the Ikri Adas is the fundamental, that there is Schar for mitzvahs and there is Reinish for Averis, a more mature and sophisticated understanding of what Gehenim is worthwhile. The Gemara says in Amin Aleph, Gemara brings the Pasuk in Tehillim, Oivrei be'emek ha'bocha mayin yishisu gam brochus yatam The Gemara darshins this pasuk is referring to those that were chalila balichet bali avera mamikim lahem gehenim. The Rebbeinu Shalom prepares them, unfortunately, a place in Gehenim, and it says that over there, when they're in Gehenim, they're boichin umeridin tmois, they shed tears. Obviously, the tears are not physical tears, but there's a concept of obviously having regret, charota on the averis that were perpetrated. And the Gemara says, Va'im lefad of Rebbeinu Shalom, yofa dati yofa zechisa, they yofa chiavta, yofa tikanto, ganem l'shoim, ganem l'tzadikim, they matztik aleim the hanhog of schar v'inish, they say the Rebbeinu Shalom is just, and they're mischarit on their averis. And the Gemara asks a question on that, Va'amr shlokish, v'shoim avilo apiskoi, shol gehenem enum choizim b'tshuva, Shenema vayetsu v'ro b'pigri anoshim hapoishim bi hapoishim the bale aveiro continued to be considered in a state of poishim, which means that the tshuva, shocking that a person after lachamei v'esen, the person still lives, just he sheds his guf, which goes into the ground, but the person, the essence of the person, which is his personality, which is his sense of self, exists fully, like Rabbi Sol Salanta says, that we tend to think of the Einish of Gehenim as the Einshim of Lasad Lovoi as something that's not us. There's some type of vague concept that there'll be Einshim, but it's not us. We feel ourselves in terms of our physical sense. But if we think about it, we really feel ourselves. What causes us more pain is emotional pain, not physical pain. Our real sense of self is our emotional self, and that will still exist. La'achamei ve'esum shona. Even after a person's body goes into the ground, but his sense of self, his personality, his perception of self, his definition of self still remains, and that is the part of him that will suffer the consequences of whatever he's done, and will reap the rewards, of course, midat Torah meruba, of what he's done in this world, what he's accomplished in terms of Torah mitzvahs, gemilus chasodim, and avodah. So the Gemara says over here that there's a concept of Rishoyim Afilu B'Pizcha Shel Gehenim Einam Choizim. It's a famous historical fact. It's not that long ago. There was a famous dibuk that the Chavetz Chaim was able to be moitzi from a person. And one of the questions that the dibuk was asked, the dibuk was expressing himself in terrible foul language, terrible nivul peh. And he was asked, you've already seen the Malachi Chavola and the Einshe Gehenim, aren't you scared? Don't you have charot? He says, you don't understand. Whatever a person is in this world, that's what remains of him. La'achamei v'esum shona. The sense of self still remains to the point where a person can see the truth, but he's not choizim. And here the Gemara brings a Maimon Chazal, where it says that the Rishoyim that go through the Einshe Gehenim, that they're already through the torture chamber, matzdikim aleihem es hadin, and they're choizer, and they're moirid mois, and they're boichem, they're choizer b'tshuva. So how do we understand this? The Gemara says, lekosher, hoba poishe Yisrael, hoba poishe oivdei kechofen. Poishe Yisrael are choizer, poishe oivdei kechofen are not choizer, which could be a little bit difficult to understand. There are poishe oivdei kechofen that aren't necessarily as bad as other poishe Yisrael. There's certainly poishe Yisrael, somebody who's gone very far afield, who's perpetrated very bad averis, could be worse, could be considered worse than poishe, certain poishe, poishe goyim. The Gemara then later on says that that the chilik is not that. The Gemara says that there are people that go into Gehenna, but Avraham Avinu pulls them out. Ha'hud mechayvi by yishayte b'Gehenna, v'osei Avraham Avinu masiklu mekabalu. The Avraham Avinu goes to the Gehenna and pulls out, does not let to descend into Gehenna those that he recognizes from his children, from his offspring, except for those that Barmi Yisrael Shabbal Basav Kechom, the Moshcha Losav Alem Bivshikolei. Again, which is hard to understand. Sounds like some type of concept very un-Jewish, where life is not about how much good and bad you do, but yeah, it's no problem. You have a dispensation from Gehenna. If Avraham Avinu knows you, you're one of his. It's like being baptized. Well, Chalila, whoa. What is the Gemara telling us? So the Svar Makadmoinim, the Sifrei Hashkofa, the Ramchal, the Maral, are misamic in understanding these inyanim in a more yisoidistic fashion. But let's start with the Mashal. Mashal says over here on the Gemara of, the Gemara compares to Mizbeach Hazon. The Gemara talks about the Einshei Gehenna with the Moirid Mois. The Mashal says that the process that a person goes through in Gehenna is the same process as a person who brings a carbon. Like the Ramban says in Pashas Vayikra, a person who brings a carbon, what's supposed to happen, not what's supposed, we think of it as something symbolic, but when a person brought a carbon, it really was what happened. A person brings a carbon chatas for an aveir he did, he was able to, we don't understand it because we've never experienced the power of Mokum HaMikdash, of carbonis, but what happened was a person underwent an experience where he felt himself being put on the Mizbeach, and he felt himself being brought, being oila, disappearing, his physical sense disintegrating, and him returning to his natural source and being oila mala mola to go to return to the Rebbe. Person was able to undergo that process. He felt the shechita was him. Something very powerful that we can't begin to fathom what the depth of bringing, the personal experience of bringing carbon was. Person came to be oila regularly. He returned after Yom Tov a different person because he underwent a transformational experience of being on the Mizbeach and being offered, like Yitzchak Avinu being offered on the Akedah. That's what a person went through when he was on a carbon. And the Mashal says that this process is what happens in Gehenna. What Gehenna is a breakdown of the person's physicality. And what it is, Baloshin, the Maral, it's Lahachzer Hachoymer El Atzura, his form and his matter. There's the essence of what something is, then there's the physical covering, which gives it physical form, that's not really it. And the more a person is Megashim himself, and the more a person covers over his sense of self and his essence, his Tzelem Elokim, with a Meshicha El Hachoymer, with a Dveikus, and a Yonim Gashmim, the more he loses track, the more he loses sight of what his essence is. The process of a carbon and the process of Gehenna, the Einshei Gehenna, is the breakdown of that sense of self back to the essential Hagosha of Tzelem Elokim, of being a human, being a Chelek Elokim Emal, which craves the Kirvus Elokim. And then once a person's in the state where he's prepared to accept the Oyer Hashem, the Dveikus Hashem, which is the natural state of Etzel Malakim, then he could go to his rightful reward for the mitzvahs that he's done in Gan Eden. Again, the Gan Eden is not some type of brownie points. The idea of Gan Eden is a person creates the reality of what he is, of what he has in this world. He creates the kelim with which to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam without the mechitzas of Olam Hazeh, the guf. There's nothing dividing him from the Ribbono Shel Olam, as well as Chalila with Averis, creating the Mechitzas, which have to be broken down, Gehenna. Mashal adds that this is the purpose of the demois that he's married. Demois is always, it's not a physical metzius, but when a person sheds tears, what he's doing is that he's giving expression to an emotional state of distance from something. A person cries over somebody who passed away. He is feeling an emotional state of distance from that person. He misses that person. He cries for something that he's missing, a state that he's missing, something that he yearns for. Tears are an emotional way of connecting to that which a person does not have, that which a person is removed from. The demois that the Rishoyim are married in Gehenim, Mashal says, interestingly, with a carbon comes Nesachim. Let's say over something else. The Mefarshim say that the Nesachim that were poured on the Mizbeach were an expression. When the Rebbein Shem created the world, he divided the Mayim Elyonim from the Mayim Tachtonim. The Mayim Tachtonim yearned to be reunited with the Mayim Elyonim. The Gemara says that the Rebbein Shem was Mefais the Mayim Tachtonim. They would be united with the Mayim Elyonim when, by the Nischei Mayim, on the Karbonis of Sukkis, the Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim mean the physical world and the spiritual world. And the physical world, which was created by the Rebbein Shalom, so to speak, obviously, we're not talking about a hergish that water has, but the reality of all of creation is a yearning to come closer, to be reunited with the Rebbein Shalom, with the source of all existence. And the nesachim of a carbon are exactly that. That's why the nesachim could be yayin. Yayin is the mashke, which brings about a changed emotional state, which is why every simcha we celebrate, we make a bracha al hayayin, because yayin is the vehicle by which we express a heightened emotional state, and that's why the Purim, which is the Yom Tif yearning for a coming, is the only Yom Tif where we're still in Golos, is the Iker celebration of Purim is done with yayin, because it creates a heightened emotional state, nichnas yayin, yetzei soid, so on and so forth. It brings out the pnimius of a person, the dal kaisis of Leil Pesach, and that's what the nesachim are. And the Mashal says that's what the nesachim, which were poured on the mizbech, the equivalent to that in the state of returning from a state of chet, the process, the tikkun chet, which a Rosh undergoes in Gehenim, and that is process of purification of zichu chachleimer, is accompanied by the equivalent of nesachim, which is the demois of that the Gemara describes. What does it mean, Rishay Yisrael and Rishay Goyim? So here we have this Mamori Chazal, where Chazal describe how the Rebbein Shem gave Avraham Avinu a choice by Bris Ben Epsor. The Rebbein Shem said, Yodei Teda Ki Gei Yezaracho. The Rebbein Shem gave Avraham Avinu a choice. Either he could take for his children a purification process in order to transform them into the Am Hashem, in order to take Shishim Ribui, people, human beings, and turn them into a higher state of human being, which is the Shishim Ribui Oisis in Torah. All of Klal Yisrael, we're not people. What we are, where we might have gufim, like anybody else who's the rest of the human race, but in essence, our essence, is oisei shabbat Torah. All of Nishmas Yisrael is a chelik of the kamal, is a chelik of Torah Gdoshah. And that transformational process was created by the zichuch, the Korah Barzal of the Shibri Mitzrayim. The Rebbein Shem gave Avraham Avinu a choice, either to take the 400 years that would transform them into Am Hashem to the Am Hanitzchi, or they could give up their rights to Yerusha Eretz Yisrael, and they could have in order to have the Zchus to Eretz Yisrael, they could either undergo 400 years of Shibud Mitzrayim, or undergo, the Gemara says, going to Gehenna. And Avraham Avinu chose the 400 years, which means what? Which means that no Jew gets left behind, no Jew, no Yiddish kin, no Zer Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov goes into Gehenim. The Gemara is telling us not that way. The Pshat is, like the Gemara says over here, Rishay Yisrael and Rishay Goyim, that there's a different process, the Mefarshim say, between Rishay Yisrael and Rishay Goyim. Rishay Yisrael is somebody who's a Chelik Elikayim Yimal, who stood by Har Sinai, heard Anoichi Hashem Lekecho. His essence is that of being unified with the Dvar Hashem. His essence is that of a clarity of Ataris Lodaski Hashem Elokim Einoid Movade, complete Yichud Abayri and complete Dveikus Bakodesh Baruch Hu. All Yiddish and Neshamas went out from Mitzrayim, went through the Yam Suf, stood by the Yam Suf, pointed, Hereu Be'etzpa Zakeli Rabbeu, achieved complete clarity of concept and purpose with Dveikus Bashem. But there's the Yetzer, and our inner essence that we all know, it's an inner lasu, it's an echo, gets covered over. We all have a moment of truth every year when we get to Ne'ilah, and other times of the year when we feel the truth hitting us again, and we reconnect to that emes. And that's what the Kapara of Yom Kippur is about, because Ritzanenu lasis Ritzanecha, it's only a cover-up. Shchayr and even Olam Nois Yushalayim, there are layers and layers of sunburn that get covered over the natural complexion of what a Yiddish neshama looks like. And because of that, the process of purification of Rishi Yisrael is that of a korban. But Rishi Goyim, we're talking about people that don't have a natural natil latoyv. Doesn't mean that every goy did worse averis befoiled than every yid. They might be goyim that are decent human beings, and they might be Jews chalila who descend to the worst levels of human behavior. But the yid who's choyte, the process of purification that he undergoes is a process of returning to his natural state. A goy doesn't have that luxury. A goy, if he did averis, that becomes his natural state, and the process is a process of punishment. Process is a process of destruction of evil, not transformation of evil into good, not transformation back to his natural state. What the Gemara means when the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu recognizes and he pulls out his children, it means he pulls them out of that state of being in Gehenim as a, I wouldn't say as a permanent member of the club, but as a state of identification. A yid, if he's in Gehenna, that's why all yidin are not to say Kaddish 11 months, because we identify only with the mitzius of Tzadik Yisrael, not Rishi Yisrael. Chalila Rishi Yisrael says saying is staying Gehenna 12 months, not 11 months. V'amech kulim tzadikim, that's our natural state, Baruch Hashem. And the punishments that Chalila, it's all a purification process to bring us back to our natural state. Avraham Avinu doesn't let somebody who comes from his source, who comes from the source of goodness, which was Avraham Avinu, sink into a state in the Olam HaElyon, in Gan Eden, in Gehenim, into a state where he can be identified with Ra. Unless, the Gemara says, that person says that Mekamlu Barmi Yisrael Shabo Abbas Oyvim Kechovim. Says if a yid was so identified with Goyishkeit that he married a Goyish woman Chalila, and even that we see how many people come back up Bali Tshuva after having married out of the faith, but there is a certain lack of identification with the essence of Knesset Yisrael when one marries out of the faith, and that's Chalila, something that could cause Avraham Avinu not to recognize, not to identify that person as somebody who is undergoing a purification process. The Goyin says, and it really comes from Goyin, the Goyin explains in Tikkuni Zohar, the Goyin's Pirush, he explains the idea of a Gehenim Shal Eish, the Gemara says, and a Gehenim Shal Shelek. The Gemara says that, the Gero explains this Maimon Chazal of Gehenim Shal Eish and Gehenim Shal Shelek, understanding that there's two states of a person in being misrachet from the Borei Olam. There's one state of atzlus, of coldness, of being frozen to a more energetic living with mitzvahs and living with Torah and chapping arayin, using one's time properly. And this, he says, is a Gehenim Shel Shelek. There's a certain frozenness that has to be thought out. That's the Gehenim Shel Shelek. The Gehenim Shel Eish is the Eish HaTaiva that causes a person to be choyti in any number of ways, be it b'maisa, b'dibur, b'machshava, be it in any formal fashion where taiva overtakes a person and causes him to do things that he shouldn't be doing, that esh ha-taiva has to be burnt away by the esh of Gehenna. The esh of Gehenna obviously being the esh of truth, which is also obviously the shelig of Gehenna. It's just two different ways of purification, of getting rid of that which blocks a yid from connecting with the Rabbanu Shalom. There's a story in this vein from the Chofetz Chaim was by an Asifa. There were Hasidish Gedolim, there were Litvish Gedolim, they were all different types. And somebody asked the Chofetz Chaim, "You're sitting with Hasidish Gedolim." Chofetz Chaim said, "In the Olam HaElyon, Nobody asked whether you started davening with Hoidu or with Baruch Shaman, whether you said V'yatzmach Mukane, you didn't say V'yatzmach Mukane. Upstairs they only know five types of Jews. There are five types of Yidden. I'll say it over in the Chofetz Chaim's Lashon Yiddish. Chofetz Chaim said, even you don't know finiv sotin Yidden. So the Yidden was then in Kochadiki Yidden. So the Yidden was then Varmi Yidden. So the Leblechi Yidden. So the Kalti Yidden and Fefreyan Yidden. Which means, upstairs there are only five types of Yidden. There are Kochadiki Yidden. There are Yidden that are boiling, that are full of heat, that are warm, that are warm to the touch, full of a tam for Torah mitzvahs. There are Yidden that are not kochadik, they're not cooking, they're not roasting, they're not boiling, but they're warm. At least they still have a warm touch. There are Yidden that are lukewarm. There's a Yidden that are somewhere in between. Then there are cold Yidden, Rahman al-Islam. And the worst is fefreyan Yidden, frozen Jews. And all of us have a combination of these things. A certain amount of atzlos, a certain amount of coldness to energizing ourselves, the chol davar shebekedusha, coupled with Eisha Taiva, and all this has to be purified. But again, all this is a purification process to bring us back to the state, which is our natural state, which is Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzoneichem. This is Maral. The Maral says that, the Gemara says by us that Ganem has Shiva Shemois. And the Maral says the reason why Ganem has seven names is because just like the world is a sevenfold process, there's Shemi Mebrashis, the 6 days, and there's the Shabbos. The reality, the Metzius of Olam Hazeh that was created took 7 days. Gehenna is also a Metzius. It's a Metzius bringing back to the Metzius. In order to transform a person from built in Metzius, from not being connected with reality, so a person has to go through this purification process, and it's really the same thing as a Bria Sa'ilam, because he has to be transformed into something else, into a new Metzius. It's interesting, the name Gehenim, which doesn't have an exact translation, comes, like the Gemara says by us, from the term of Gei Ben Hinoim. Outside of Yerushalayim, the times of the first base of English, there was a valley that was called Gei Ben Hinoim. Gei Ben Hinoim was a valley, Gei means a valley. Ben Hinoim was where they were makriv, Lavoy Dezor. Those that were if they were Dezor in the times of the first base of English were makriv in that valley. And what that means is that there was a sort of a zelum azed right opposite the Mochem HaMikdash Kiviyochel, the Beis HaMikdash, which stood in Yerushalayim, right outside stood the place of Heder. Instead of being on top of the mountain, like Bahar HaShem Yiroh, it was deep in a valley, because the essence of evil is really just the absence of Toiv. Ra, as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, is not more than just the absence of Toiv. It's a creation of a Metzius, which is built in Metzius. And that's why it stood outside Yerushalayim. Kuzelu mazeh also lekim. One last maramokim. The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Cheska says, kol ha'ichu gimul sudis b'Shabbos nitzel mechem le'mishriach, diner shal gehenem u'mechem es goy gumogu. There are three things that a person is saved from if he's makbet in three sudis of Shabbos. He's nitzel from chem le'mishriach, Dinu shel gehenim, lechem es goyim. Sounds like a person could do whatever he wants in life, as long as he eats gefilte fish, cholent, and manishavis matzes, b'shal judis, he can be nitzel from, he's not going to go through any chemli mashiach. And gehenim, he doesn't know, he can do whatever he wants, he can't zechkit lemon, because he doesn't have to worry about gehenim, and he's not going to have a problem before mashiach comes from lechem es goyim mogim. Sounds like a pretty decent insurance policy. The pshat, obviously, in the Gemara, which the Maral says in his Sefer Ber HaGoylo, he talks about different Mamori Chazal, is that a Sudas Shabbos, which means that a person partakes of Olam Hazeh in a way which is dedicated to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what that does is that makes concrete by him that Olam Hazeh is only a reality insofar as it's used as a vehicle of connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, Kol Ha'ichul Gimel Sudas Shabbos doesn't mean he eats a piece of gefilte fish, it means he internalizes that Olam Hazeh is only a means towards an end. And a person who is makbid on this Achilas Gimel Suda Shabbos, and the three Suda Shabbos the Goyim tells us means three different concepts. There's the concept of Brias Olam, that's the Suda of Friday night, that's why we say Vayichulu by davening. Shabbos morning we say Vishamu Vnei Yisrael So Shabbos, because it's the essence of Diktuk, Torah Mitzvahs, keeping Shabbos properly in all Tzalokas. the Suda of Shalshudis, we sing the Zmiris of Lasid Lavoi. The Suda of Shalshudis is a taste of Olam Haba. And a person who internalizes this message that Olam Hazeh is only a means towards an end, is only a vehicle to self-transformation, to becoming a chelek l'kaimimal, to going back to his natural state of Ritzoneinu l'asu tzanecha, a person who internalizes this does not need to go through the breakdown process, which will take place before Mashiach comes. This whole world has to be transformed into a clay kibul for a mola aretz deya, kayom machasa. This world has to be transformed into a place which is worthy of being a place where the Rebbeinu Shalom can be mashu shkinasai. In order for that to happen, there has to be a breakdown of all the gashmias, the whole Olam Hazeh, which is a cover, which prevents us from seeing the Rebbeinu Shalom, has to break down. That's what Chevei Mashiach is about. That's what Goyim Umogim is about. Pesham Shemfal Hirsch says that Goyim Umogim is Miloshin Gag. There's a cover, so to speak, that blocks us from looking up, from seeing the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, where there's no roof, all we see is the sukkah, we see the Rebbeinu Shalom, we see the stars, we see the Rebbeinu Shalom looking down, being Mashgiach on us. That's the time that we read about the Mochama, the destruction of Gog and Magog, so on and so forth. And Dina Shel Ganim, like we're saying, Dina Shel Ganim is also the breakdown of Olam Hazeh, the breakdown of Chomer into Tzura, the breakdown of the opposite of essence, the opposite of what we are, into a return to our essence, a return to being a chelek l'kaimimal. The Rebbeinu Shalom should help us that we should be zeichet to prepare the kelim in order to become close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We should spend our lives preparing those kelim. Shalai nevish v'olam hazeh v'olam yikolam v'olam abo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.